91X News.
It's 2 degrees and partly cloudy. Good afternoon, I'm Brandon White. Downtown Trenton was evacuated today as a fire crumbled the Sherwood into the ground. Steph Crozier has the story.
Once one of the larger buildings downtown Trenton, the Sherwood Inn, is now just a pile of smoking wet debris. Quinney West Fire and Rescue Chief John Whalen said they responded 20-10 to the 130-year-old building and heard that there was someone trapped in the third floor. After an offensive attack, they found that all 12 tenants were evacuated safely. After that, Whalen said this fire spread quickly and there wasn't much point but to let it burn, and burn it did. After the roof caved in, then the western wall fell, followed by the northern wall collapsing. Whalen said that there were 75 crew from police, fire, and EMS present. Smoke from the building forced police and fire to evacuate to downtown core. Victims of the fire were so shocked that their home had gone up in flames so quickly. In the end, it took firefighters over 5 hours to battle the flames into submission. Whalen estimates the fire caused $500,000 in damage. Steph Crozier, 901X News.
South of the border, the U.S. presidential campaigns are enlisting some star power on the day before Election Day.
The American dream, an American reality. Our vote tomorrow is the one undeniable way we get to determine the distance in that equation.
Rock powerhouse Bruce Springsteen is traveling with President Barack Obama and opening rallies for him in Wisconsin, Ohio, and Iowa. Rapper Jay-Z will appear at an Obama rally tonight in Columbus. The Marshall Tucker Band will join Republican Mitt Romney in Columbus, and Kid Rock will be at another Romney rally tonight in New Hampshire. However, in a surprise move, Mitt Romney's camp says he'll make two big stops in Ohio tomorrow to make a final push for votes.
Sounds like it's not going to be over for a long time. It's an important election, so it takes as long as it takes, and that's important.
Romney was scheduled to end his campaigning with a late-night rally tonight in New Hampshire. Both he and President Barack Obama are aggressively fighting for Ohio, with recent polls giving Obama a narrow lead in the battleground state ahead of tomorrow's presidential vote. Chief Frank Brown of the Chanupawakpa First Nation says he will fight a move by the Manitoba government to close a tobacco shop that has been raided for selling cigarettes without paying provincial tax. Brown was also fined $10,000 for contempt of court for operating the Dakota Chundi Smoke Shop. The chief of the reserve near Pipestone, Manitoba, says he won't pay the fine, and his First Nation is considering its legal options about opposing the closure. The cigarettes are made by a company on a Mohawk reserve outside of Montreal that sell in Manitoba for about $40 less than the price of a typical carton. Earlier this year, the Manitoba government brought in legislation that allows it to quickly stop anyone selling tobacco without a provincial license. The First Nation says it never signed a treaty with the Crown and never surrendered its authority to any government. Authorities in the state of Montana have identified the victim of a fatal bear mauling at a wildlife casting company as a 24-year-old man originally from Pennsylvania. The Gallatin County Sheriff's Office said Monday that Benjamin Cloutier was killed while cleaning the pen of two captive-raised brown bears at Animals of Montana near Bozeman. One of the bears was shot and killed so Cloutier's body could be recovered after the mauling on Sunday. The animals were originally identified as grizzlies, but authorities now say they were Syrian brown bears, a related subspecies. Israel's prime minister says Iran is progressing towards acquisition of a nuclear bomb in order to destroy Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu pledged on Israel's Channel 2 TV's investigative program, UVDA, that as long as he is prime minister, Iran will not go nuclear. "We are serious. This is not a show," he said in an interview that aired Monday. "If there is no other way to stop Iran, Israel is ready to act." Israel considers a nuclear-armed Iran as an existential threat. Israel has repeatedly hinted of a military strike on Iran to stop its progress. The TV show reported that 2 years ago, Netanyahu ordered his military to go on high alert for a looming attack on Iran, but he backed off following strong objections from senior security officials. Egypt's new Coptic Pope says the country's Christian minority has been intentionally marginalized for years. He called on the new Islamist president to send reassuring messages after what he called threatening and disrespectful campaigns. Pope Tewodros II said Egypt's richness lies in its cultural mix between Muslims and Christians. He was speaking in an interview aired Monday on a private TV station, a day after he was selected to head the ancient Coptic Church. He succeeds charismatic Pope Shenouda III, who died in March after four decades as Coptic leader. Tawadro said President Mohamed Morsi should give reassurances to Christians after what he called unacceptable media and public campaigns. Christians have become increasingly wary of the rising political power of Islamists, coupled with perceived threats against their freedom of worship. A Pakistani couple accused of killing their 15-year-old daughter by pouring acid on her has told the BBC they did it because she sullied the family's honor by looking at a boy. The girl's death underlines the problem of so-called honor killings in Pakistan. Women are often killed for having relationships not approved by their families or because they are perceived to somehow dishonor their family. Haitian detectives are trying to figure out what led to the fatal shooting of 7 people in one of the Caribbean nation's biggest shanties. Haitian National Police spokesman France Lebour said Monday that the people were killed Friday night and Saturday morning in a shootout between rival gangs in the seaside shanty town of Saint-Soleil. 3 others were taken to hospital where they were treated for bullet wounds. Lebour said he didn't know if the people who were killed or injured were gang members. Gang violence in the slums of Haiti's capital used to be commonplace, but has become less noticeable since the devastating earthquake in 2010. That's 91X News to 406. I'll be back in a minute with sports.
Man, I'm loving the college life.
I hear ya. Tough being on a budget, though. Hard to afford some fun.
Nah, you just gotta know where to go. Take Gateway Brewing Company. They sell amazing, fresh, locally brewed beer, no additives, no preservatives, and it's a heck of a lot cheaper than the commercial stuff.
Get out!
Seriously, a batch of beer costs nearly half as much. Bottle it or grab a keg.
We're gonna be so popular this year.
Gateway Brewing, Quinte's number one microbrewery, featuring ale, lager, and stouts. 33 Ontario Street, Trenton, 394-1010.
Good afternoon. I'm Brandon White with 91X Sports. The NHL and the Players Association are returning to the bargaining table tomorrow in New York. They hope the momentum generated over the weekend can lead to a long-awaited labor deal. The sides held talks Saturday for the first time since October 18th. All games through November have been canceled, and the league's popular outdoor Winter Classic game was also scrubbed last week. The Philadelphia Eagles will try to end their 3-game losing skid this evening against New Orleans and the NFL Monday Nighter. Eagles coach Andy Reid recently gave struggling quarterback Michael Vick a vote of confidence. Vick is hoping to respond with a big game against the hometown Saints, who are just 2-5 on the season. Toronto kicker Swayze Waters is being rewarded for his 51-yard game-winning field goal that knocked Hamilton out of postseason contention by becoming the CFL's Special Teams Player of the Week. Waters had 5 field goals on the night. Tiger Cats quarterback Henry Burris takes the offensive player honor after throwing for 497 yards and 4 touchdowns. It's a busy night around the NBA with 8 games on the schedule. Both New York clubs are in action. The Knicks are in Philadelphia while Minnesota faces the Nets in Brooklyn. The Timberwolves are coming off of a loss in Toronto last night. And the Raptors have a night off. U.S. Open champion Andy Murray is off to a good start at the ATP Finals in London. He downed Thomas Berdych in 3 sets in his opening match. Murray is playing at home in Britain for the first time since winning his first major title 2 months ago. Toronto's Daniel Nestor won his opening match in men's doubles play. The RBC Canadian Open will be played at Royal Montreal Golf Club in 2014. It will be the 10th time that the club has hosted the National Open Golf Championship. Royal Montreal also hosted the President's Cup in 2007. Next year's RBC Canadian Open will be played at Glen Abbey Golf Club in Oakville, Ontario. Don Matthews, one of the CFL's most successful head coaches, says he has cancer in his lymph nodes. Matthews released a statement Monday saying he will not be participating in any of the festivities surrounding the 100th anniversary of the Grey Cup as he prepares for his fight with the disease. Matthews was a head coach for 22 seasons in the CFL between 1983 and 2008, compiling a 231-131-1 record with BC, Toronto, Saskatchewan, Baltimore, Edmonton, and finally, Montreal. He's won 5 Grey Cup rings as a coach, 2 with Toronto, 1 with BC, Baltimore, and Montreal, respectively. Matthews was inducted into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame in 2011. Japan scored 3 runs in the top of the 8th inning in a 3-0 win over Canada on Monday at the Junior Men's World Softball Championship. Canadian starter Michael Lagasse-Root of New Hamburg, Ontario, pitched well despite picking up the loss. Lagasse-Root picked up all 8 innings, allowing 6 hits and striking out 13. Japan's Kento Akazaki was also impressive, allowing just 4 hits and striking out 20 batters. Ty Sebastian had a double, while Adam Stuck, Taylor Brown, and Cody Werner hit singles for the Canadian side. Canada dropped to third place in Pool B with a 3-2 record, while Japan improved to 4-1. In junior hockey action tonight, the Pickering Panthers face the Coburg Cougars at 7, and the Milton Icehawks play against the Hamilton Red Wings at 7:30. Pickering is coming off of a 5-4 win over Wellington last night, while Hamilton and Milton are both looking to snap a 6-game and 5-game losing streak, respectively. So, remember to send us your team or league scores. Send us an email at sports@91x.fm. That does it for sports, and here's your weather update. This evening, mainly clear with a high of minus 2 degrees. Tonight, clear skies and falling to minus 6. Tomorrow, mainly sunny with a high of 4 degrees. It's 2 degrees and partly cloudy. 91X News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Brandon White. News is next at 6.